I'm Paul Taylor. I'm currently president of the Illinois Corn Growers, and my wife and I farm up in northern Illinois, kind of between Rockford and DeKalb.
All right. And I was going to say, when I talked to your predecessor, Mr. Skates, a while back on an earlier story, and nice to meet you, sir.
Likewise. We're looking forward to sharing some time and giving some information out to your listeners.
All right. Sounds good. And so it's a 9-month extension of the 08 Farm Bill. That's sort of the patch that they put in place.
Yeah, we were afraid that this would be the easy route out. It's probably too easy to say that we're disappointed that with all the work that's gone into on the Senate side to the Senate Ag Committee and then a full vote in the Senate and the House Ag Committee to come up with some new directions, if we will, you will. And I think it's a direction that's been reflected to us by the grassroots membership of the Illinois Corn Growers to make a shift from direct payments to an income support, or what we like to call as a farm safety net, that's built upon consistently proven use of crop insurance. And so we're really disappointed that this 9-month extension was the best that the 112th Congress could do.
And so is it basically now the work, all the work that went into the bill that was not passed, the proposed new farm bill, that has to sort of start over? Is that right?
Well, at the extreme, you're exactly right that there's no legislation that will be carried over. I think some of the concepts will be carried over. Debbie Stabenow, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, has said she's ready to start on a farm bill as soon as they reconvene on Thursday, January 3rd, I guess. And we're eager to see where this goes. The bad news will be, of course, that with another extension that involved direct payments, and that's exactly what our brethren farmers that are geographically from the southern part of the United States tend to favor the direct payments. We're disappointed, again, that that's where we're going. We hope that this did not poison the water for the new 113th Congress and that we'll be able to at least carry through with what we think is changes that need to be made in farm policy.
Are you at a sort of, I guess, maybe cautiously optimistic that given sort of the being after the election, after, you know, the really contentious debate that just went on, that maybe there be less obstacles in this 9 months to come than there were, you know, trying to get the farm bill passed, you know, during the presidential election, during the fiscal cliff negotiations? Are you at all optimistic that maybe it'll be a little bit easier in this 9 months?
Well, I am a little bit optimistic. We'd like to say that, gee, we got through this cliff issue, we got through the farm bill extension. But I think in reality, we have to look at these both as being sort of easy lifting for Congress to do. And I think there's a number of us that have been following Congress through this last session. And we've got a lot of friends, especially from the Illinois delegation, that we're really appreciative and thank them for their support. But I'm just really concerned about the prospects of something solid coming out. I mean, this what we call the fiscal cliff has been going on for over 15 months or 16. We knew that a long time. It went right to the wire. And hats off to Vice President Biden for helping to negotiate this. But by golly, they had a lot of time to work on it and just couldn't get together. And I think, quite honestly, it's going to even be more difficult as we move into this next year. We're all sort of in that euphoric post-Super Bowl attitude, if you will, that everybody's a winner and we're all happy. But I think there's a lot of work that's going to have to be done in 2013 to speak for agriculture.
And, you know, and even for the people that are, you know, want to, the members of the of Congress that want to, you know, reduce the deficit, it seems like a lot of the programs, you know, a lot of the, I wouldn't say reductions, well, I could guess reductions, you know, some of the money, the funding saving measures that would have gone into effect with the new farm bill are now being delayed, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And that was our point. I've seen numbers of $5 billion. The number we talk about is doing away with direct payments would do $20 billion over the next 10 years. And we had an opportunity to implement that. We think it's more palatable to consumers, taxpayers. We think it's better for American agriculture to have the farm safety net in place. It would something that would kick in would be a benefit. We thought this year in 2012 with the extensive drought and heat that we had and reduced crop production throughout most of the Midwest and out into the Great Plains. And so we think that this is just anti-progress to stay with the direct payments when we know that there's been a lot of work done on coming up with a plan that's going to be really effective for many farmers, and most farmers in the Midwest and the Great Plains are going to find a benefit.
And are there any short-term implications for this that, you know, things that will be, you know, negatively impact your members in this 8 months that you were hoping would have been solved with this new farm bill?
Well, I think we're really concerned. The uncertainty with the weather situation as we go into 13, part of the state, part of the Midwest has gotten recharge of soil moisture. Here in northern Illinois, we have not had soil moisture recharge. We're actually going into winter and probably into spring at a worse environmental situation for going into the new crop. We're concerned about that. It's of everybody's benefit that we raise a big crop in 2013. We want to. We need to take care of all of our customers. We want to get this food versus fuel totally out of the dialogue. We don't even want to talk about that. We can produce enough. We will produce enough. We want to get past that. By not changing the farm bill, it's just taken away one of the safety mechanisms that would encourage farmers to go ahead and try to be as productive as they can be. And Congress did not take advantage of the opportunity not only to save money, but to give more security to the Midwestern producers.
So basically when people go into thinking about, you know, planning their planting season and, you know, they're not going to be able to know what's going to be coming up on the other side when they get around to harvesting that crop or getting around to selling that crop next year. So basically not giving people sort of a idea of what to expect when it comes time to benefit from this crop.
Yeah. The extension of the Farm Bill leaves in place an income support system that is at least one, if not two tiers, if you will, below the price levels that farmers have sort of become accustomed and their operations have been adjusted for. That has to do with fertilizer prices, that has to do with land rents, that has to do with energy costs. And so my point is, if we do have income shortcomings in different places in the Midwest, we're just not going to be able to have that safety net that's up under most producers. It's a long ways down. It's very close to the floor. And we just don't want to have a repeat of the situation like we had in the 80s. I understand it's different. It will be different. But we have to protect American agriculture. We have to protect that productivity. And we have to provide that little bit of coverage so that people that want to be on the leading edge with technology and to become more efficient and more productive have that opportunity to be protected.
Well, all right. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me, sir. And is there anything else that you wanted to make sure that you mentioned before I say goodbye?
Well, we're really excited and optimistic about 2013 being a very fruitful year in production throughout the Midwest, Great Plains, Corn Belt. We think that can happen. We're excited about continuing to push the 113th Congress to be responsive to our members' needs. And we just ask that everybody stay in touch with their folks in Washington, encourage them to be cooperative, to compromise. Let's get some action done.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks so much.
All right. Goodbye.